What's your thoughts after that, Daryl? Mistakes cost you there?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, thought our attitude was great defensively. And we worked hard for each other. Gave some dumb things away. Pretty frustrated, which has been the sort of tale of our season. You know, it's probably a complete mirror image of last season, the start that we had there. You can expect some of the things that are happening to us after we've sort of remoulded the team, but the games that we should be winning, and that's the most disappointing thing, is that we're fractions away and we're still just touching the surface of the potential of the team. So it's disappointing, but I can see that there are good signs. There's just not enough of them at the moment.
The term shooting yourself in the foot is often used, but the try that Justin Carney gave away, I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I said at the time I was speechless. It's a pretty dumb try to give away. Justin needs to hold his hand up to that, which he has done anyway. He does a lot of good things for us, but clearly that's not one of them. That's pretty damning in terms of coming up with those sorts of things when we just sit in the change room and talk about, here we go, we've got a great opportunity here, we need to take it. And there's a collection of things that that we did that didn't allow us to get the result tonight.
You're a bit unlucky with injuries. You lost Dennis Solomona and you lost Andy Lynch as well. What's the verdict on them?
I'm not sure yet. They don't look, they look pretty uncomfortable at the moment. So we'll have to wait and see how they go through the week. Obviously that impacted on us a fair bit with our rotations, but I still don't think that was the result why we lost again. They're the reason why we lost again.
You got yourself back into it, and it's got two great tries. Like you said, you're fractions away, aren't you? Does that make it even harder to take? It's not like you're not playing well, you can do something about it. It's just fractions, isn't it?
Yeah. But we're keeping on doing it, and that's the thing. I mean, they're all different things that are happening to us, but we're just not getting the clarity in our game right. Obviously, our coaching staff got to have a good look at ourselves, make sure we're getting things right, and players have as well. So yeah, we've been pretty close 3 weeks on the spin now, but we're sitting on the bottom of the ladder, or equal bottom of the ladder, which is clearly unacceptable.
Do you concentrate on making the good things better, or trying to get rid of those silly mistakes?
I just think we've got to concentrate on the clarity within our game. Players making good decisions under pressure, executing well within our game, and the organisation of our game, which is not quite where it needs to be at the moment.
You look good on that left hand side with ball in hand. Did Michael Shenton pick up a knock in the first half?
He seemed to, yeah. I mean, he was okay. Obviously, he got through the game, but yeah, he looked as though he was struggling a little bit at times. So I've not spoken to him directly yet, so I'll have a chat with him and see how he is.
And just finally, just a word on Ollie Holmes. Looked outstanding again. He really does get through some work for you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a tough kid, Oggy. He's quick for a back rower. He's getting better all the time. He's a tough kid, so yeah, he's working exceptionally hard, Og.
Wigan next week. Will Ben Roberts be back?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how he goes through the week. So I'm not sure at the moment.